Well, actually, very, very interesting what happens when the world doesn't end. There's lots of disappointment, as I said, in the Millerites, had the great disappointment. And, of course, there's lots of laughter at the disappointed. There's a very fascinating book by an Anglican clergyman called Thomas Beverley. But Beverley predicted the end of the world in 1697, and he wrote another book in 1698, complaining at all the teasing and laughter that he'd had to face. And then he went on to say, but actually the world had ended, but no one had noticed. So that was one way out of the dilemma. But in other cases, in a small percentage of cases, very interestingly, a group of true believers have believed so intensely they can't actually believe the prophecy to be wrong. And therefore they gather in often a very, very small cult that then survives to wait. So in terms of attitudes to time, instead of thinking the end of the world is nigh, which is dramatic change, it turns into what's called dogged waiting. So it takes an example of deep continuity, that the prophecy is right, but they must wait for it to become true. So the Masonites, as I mentioned in Buckingham, they survive for two generations. The Millerites are one of the most remarkable examples. The Millerites in the 1840s in the USA refounded themselves in the 1860s as the Seventh-day Adventist Church. It still has a very high level of millenarian sort of intensity and focus. It attracts a lot of people who, very interested in this idea of being imminently ready. The Advent may come at any time, but it's now not just a small cult, it's one of the largest Protestant faiths with over 18 million adherents around the world. So sometimes these can found new churches, or they can found small sects of people who wait. Again, as I say, some of these cults can turn inwards if they're a very small group and become violent, but some of them just wait. And they pass it on from generation to generation.